Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey there and welcome. You're listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 107. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's show, typically I do a solo episode on every Friday, but I had to squeeze somebody in because I really needed you to meet her, hear about this amazing live event that's coming up really soon in the future. Her name is Linda McMahon. She's the co-founder and chief executive officer of Women's Leadership Live, a company that uses live events and ongoing mentorships to educate and inspire women to launch and expand their own business or advance their careers toward executive roles and pursue opportunities for leadership in public service. She's also the co-founder and former chief executive officer of WWE. She stepped down as the CEO in 2009 to run for the U.S. Senate and then was the Republican nominee to represent the people of Connecticut in 2010 and 2012. As a business executive, McMahon helped grow WWE from a modest 13-person operation to a publicly traded global enterprise with over 800 employees and offices worldwide. And she's been widely recognized as one of the country's top female executives. Linda, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for squeezing me in and your busy schedule.
Well, and likewise, thank you for squeezing me in, Stacey. This is terrific. Thank you very much. I'm excited to talk about women's leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. So we have a mutual friend, Stephen, who said, all right, Stacey, I know your schedule's tight, but you've got to get Linda in. She's amazing. She's got this amazing live event coming up. And he just, you know, connected us. And I'm so grateful that he did. So if you wouldn't mind kind of sharing with us a little bit more information on the live event and just all the details of it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be super exciting. It's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, October 13th through the 15th. On the night of the 13th, we have a great reception, and then we have a little event I'll talk about a little bit later on. And then starting on Friday morning, we have a wonderful list of speakers and panels and breakout sessions that'll go through Friday and Saturday. And our conference is called the Different Conference, and it's different because of the kinds of things that we are doing. For instance, the little reception that I was talking about on Thursday night, after that, we have our own Shark Tank presentation or pitches, if you will, for women. It's not exclusive to women, but I suspect that most of them will be women who have products or services that they want to pitch. And we have none other than Kevin Harrington, who was the original shark, one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, who is there with other panelists or other judges to narrow the presentations from that night down to four finalists. Those four finalists the next morning will pitch in front of our entire group of attendees for our conference, and the panel will then judge who is the winner, and that winner will win a prize package of a value of $50,000, which is $10,000 in cash, and the balance then in services and mentorships and that sort of thing from like Kevington Harrington, from myself, right, from my other partners. And so imagine that. I mean, that's a whole different kind of a thing.
It's so funny because Stephen mentioned, well, she's doing the Shark Tank. And I said, yeah, well, a lot of people do the Shark Tank thing. And she's like, he said, no, she's getting Kevin Harrington to show up for it. I mean, okay, that's a little bit different than I was envisioning. So it just little things like that really blew me away when he was explaining it more and more detail.
Well, and I can tell you that Kevin came to us through one of my partners, Stacey Shefflin, who is on Home Shopping Network. Right. Stacey's a former Ford model for 20 years, and then she developed her own line of cosmetics, YBF, Your Best Friend Cosmetics. And she sells on Home Shopping Networks around the world. And so she's known Kevin for a long time. They were both, part of the Home Shopping Networks together at some point. And so through her, Kevin, came to us for this event. So we're thoroughly excited about it. But that's the kind of things that we bring that are different. There's Stacey from the Home Shopping Network a background she brings with that, how to pitch yourself, how to pitch your product, how do you take products to market. And then Debbie Saviano, my other partner, is a former school principal who left the world of education, dove into social media, and now is a social media expert and really travels and speaks and talks to people about how to set up their LinkedIn accounts, how to use it for marketing. And then you have me, who brings business background from a whole different variety of things, especially from World Wrestling Entertainment, which has a whole different background in the entertainment world. So we bring an awful lot to this event with our diverse group. The second part of this conference that I'm so thrilled about is our conjunction with the STEM unit in Utah, and STEM. And the doctor there is Tammy, and I'm just looking for her last name. It just skipped me for a second. It skipped right out of my brain. Let me just see. I just found it. Getz. Tammy Getz. And she has a whole program there that she's trying to make sure that, young people and students connect, with science and technology and engineering and understand what it's all about. So she is coming and she's sponsoring three tables at our event. And at those three tables will be people she brings. But what's going to make it fun is she's actually going to conduct with the entire audience how to learn to code. And so it's a great exercise, but then it will help break down the barriers between parents and kids and have parents be able to talk to their kids about this whole world, of technology, and so that parents can buy into it more. So those are just a couple of things. We've got an awful lot going on at this event.
Is this the first live event, or has this been going on annually?
This is our second. One was in Irving, Texas in May.
Okay.
And so this one, this is our October event. And then we're going to step back for a minute and look to see if we want to focus on a third large event like this, or if we want to focus on doing a couple of boot camps or one-day events. And so we've just got a lot of potential to reach out to this community of women to help them network, grow their own businesses, and, to equip them to amplify their own voice.
Well, I would love to hear the story of how this really started last May and how this you did kind of committed to really making this be as big as it is. Share us that little bit of time frame the last few months.
Well, my two partners, Debbie Saviano and Stacey Shefflin, actually came together, the two of them. They met, they became friends. They went to a lot of these kind of conferences all around the country and were very involved in them. And decided that they wanted to do one on their own because they felt they had a better idea, they could deliver their message better, et cetera. And actually, Stacey had hired Debbie to do her whole LinkedIn profile, and that's how they actually got started together.
Oh,
and so
wow!
So they were very enthusiastic about this, ready to launch, ready to go, ready to do. And Stacey's husband said, "Look, you really need to have a business plan and how are you really going to launch this and how are you going to scale it? And you really need to run it by somebody, whose opinion you respect, who's had experience." And Stacey said, "Well, I have a friend that I'd like to take it to." And so they called my office and set up a 30-minute appointment with me. And they came in and, I listened to them. And that 30-minute appointment turned into about a 4-hour session afternoon. And before they left, I said, "Not only do I think you have a great idea, but I want in." And so we formed our partnership there and then, and then went on really to create our first live event in Irving last May. And that was about a year into our getting together. They're fantastic partners. We have, not only do we have fun together, but they're very smart women, and I so thoroughly enjoy working with them.
Yeah. So how neat that you get to do that. I love the way that formed and maybe it would have just been the two of them and it would have had a whole different look, but adding in that third, very different story, very different background, look what you've created. How amazing.
Yeah. It's, and it's fun. And, I bring, CEO experience from the corporate world, which neither of them had. And they bring things from the marketplace that I didn't have because quite frankly, when I was growing WWE, I was kind of in our own corporate bubble and growing a business, scaling it and taking it public and all of that, not really realizing that there were so many women out in the marketplace who, had left the job to go home and care for family, raise their children, whether they now were trying to come back into the marketplace or they were starting their own companies, or they're young women just out of college who were starting their companies, or they're housewives who are starting cottage industries, or these very bright tech women who are starting up their own tech companies. And so I didn't really realize the glass ceilings they still ran into. I didn't really realize that they have difficulty getting capital. And so, and that they just need networking communities, and they sometimes just need a little wind beneath their wings, and or some mentorships or guidance. And so I actually became aware of that when I campaigned for the Senate in Connecticut, and when I was really out among the people of Connecticut and would come in contact with a lot of young women and girls who I found it was odd that they wanted like a photo with me and wanted wanted their autograph and that sort of thing. And mothers of some of the younger women said, but they don't have really many women role models. And they see you on TV and they know that you're campaigning. And so, and they are, our girls need role models. So all of that
absolutely
is part of the basis of Women's Leadership Live. I'm so proud of this organization.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, how many people are you expecting at this upcoming event?
About 200.
It may,
a little, it may be a little more than 200. We're trying to keep it relatively intimate because we really want to, this is going to be a really interactive conference. And, you know, we have activities that, from the floor to the, you know, to the stage, as I mentioned before about the whole STEM project that we were going to do with the coding, the voting, you know, with for the Shark Tank winner will also be part of the studio audience. And we're, you know, we're going to utilize something called Slido, which is an instant way to vote. And also we will do surveys after each segment from the audience, and we'll collect all that data and information. So we don't want it to be a huge group. We want to be able to manage it and to make those connections and to have the women who are there feel like they've had a real networking experience. It's something they can take with them when they leave.
Absolutely. Well, Linda, before we move on, I just want to take a quick moment to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today. All right. We are back with Linda McMahon. And Linda, I would love to kind of dive in a little bit. We just talked about you have about 200 plus people coming to this event. So where have you been marketing? What's been your number one way that people actually find out about the event?
We have primarily been using social media.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've been on Facebook, we've been on Google, we've bought ads on LinkedIn. We're doing, you know, word of mouth. Our speakers and our sponsors are using all of their mailing lists. You know, it's that sort of, you know how that works. It becomes viral.
Absolutely.
And the message goes and goes and goes. And,
well, I mean, you're having these such these big speakers, these amazing people with these lists, then you get that amazing collaboration where you can cross promote. And that's such a wonderful tool.
Sure. And it's good for them and it's good for us. And we're also using, you know, some traditional media. We've done, you know, we did a television morning show in Salt Lake City. We'll do probably some radio interviews on some of the talk and news stations, you know, in the next few days leading up to the event. So it's, you know, but it's primarily, you know, the social media world, you know, that we are reaching out to our women to come.
Great. And now, besides the three owners of this company, how many people are working with you specifically on this specific event?
Let's see, probably Stacy and Debbie's husbands are very involved.
Okay.
And Stacy's husband, David, is also a managing director at Women's Leadership Live.
Okay.
And then Kate Duffy, who is our communications director, and we have Tracy Stetler, who's our event coordinator.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's just a great idea for my audience to kind of wrap their head around what a live event can really take, how many people are involved working on this. So it's just great to lay that out for them.
Now, understand that that's just the nucleus. I mean, once we get to the live event, I mean, we have TV production people who are there. We have people who are in our social media salon. We have a roving reporter. We have, you know, so there, and we have a host of volunteers from women in Salt Lake City who just wanted to come and be part of the event. I think we have about 20 volunteers who are also coming to help, you know, manage people through makeup, get them on the stage, you know, the production aspects. So once you get to a live event, there's a whole lot more that goes into it through the actual live event itself. You know, everything from managing what goes on the tables and, you know, in the goodie bags that people take away, all of those things requires, you know, a lot of thought and a lot of check boxes on lists.
Yes. It's a lot of the little details that you don't think about that really start to add up when you're putting something on this big.
Sure. And you can get killed or you can get a lot of praise for it.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Now, putting on, this is your second event. Has there been any financial lessons learned, things that you know you're not going to do again or you need to invest more money in something else?
Well, I think in our first event, I think we overspent a little bit in traditional media through paid advertising. And so we decided to cut back on that and use more social media because we really found that our turnout, you know, from before came from those who became familiar with us either through the people who sent messages out on their own emails or from the ads that we bought, you know, through Google and Facebook and LinkedIn and those things. So we scaled back, you know, on that expenditure.
Right. And it's a great way to kind of, you don't know what's going to happen. So you've got to just put it out there, test it, measure it, see what's working and where can you get better next time?
Sure. And I think that's like any entrepreneur who starts up a new business. Now, you know, I built another business from the ground up with WWE and some of the lessons, you know, that you learn there, you also bring over to here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't ever forget the hard lessons that you learn along the way.
What for you has been the most fun part, most exciting, most challenging, whatever you'd like to say about putting on something this big?
Well, given that I come from a background of where we put on events that have over 100,000 people come, 200 is a smaller number. But I can tell you that the excitement and the thrill that I feel walking into that ballroom in front of these 200 people is almost the same as walking into an arena that's got 90 to 100,000 people in it, because those people are there to get your message or to get your entertainment or to get what it is that you want them to walk away with. And so your responsibility to each and every customer sitting in that seat is to deliver what you promised. My phrase is always under promise and over deliver. So when I walk into that event, I want every person there to feel that we've reached out and we've touched them and that they're leaving with a great enthusiasm and with tools that they need, you know, to go on to be successful. We want to give them those tools. We want to equip them to be successful. And it's how do they define success? And then afterwards, we have a membership program. We will have a continuing mentoring program. We will actually have a site in Salt Lake City that will be armed by some of our volunteers and some of the people who are coming to our event for people and women in the community to stay in touch and to be involved in and ongoing webinars and that sort of thing. Because what we find so often, you know, in these kinds of events is that everybody goes jazzed up, psyched.
Right.
But when you leave, you go back home and suddenly the trash needs to get taken out, the kids' breakfast needs to get done, and suddenly you get caught up in your day-to-day, whether it's your job, your lifestyle, or whatever, and you forget about these connections. And so we've heard that from so many people who say, I just want to know that there's something that is not going to disconnect me or I'm not going to disconnect from it. So that's one of our goals coming out of it as well.
Yeah. And I love when people have something, you know, to purchase there. And yes, you might think, oh, it's so common. It's not. I've gone to many, many seminars where, like you said, it's over after the event and you just really want something else, that follow up, something for accountability. So I think that's so great that you have this membership site then for them to purchase when they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, and the members who come in also, you know, contribute. And we're just, we want to continue to have more interactivity, you know, with all of our members and that they stay connected to each other.
Absolutely. Well, I do want to ask you, what has been the most challenging for you putting this on?
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I think we all wear a lot of different hats. And when you don't live in the location where you are putting on the event, and so you do a lot of things by virtual meetings and virtual presence, but I think that's always, you know, kind of the biggest challenge. I thought that we were going to have a tough time, you know, getting speakers, but we've got some of the most wonderful speakers, you know, who are coming to this event. And, you know, and great sponsors. I mean, our first national sponsor is Bell Helicopter. Wow. And Lisa Atherton, who's an executive VP at Bell, will be there to introduce our Shark Tank panel. And she's just amazing. And as I said, we have, you know, people from the education industry. We have, you know, other women like Judy Robinette, who has been a venture capitalist and has, you know, several books that are out. And she's going to be on the panel as well. We have a gentleman from Goldman Sachs who's helping to fund women's entrepreneurial endeavors who's going to be there. So we've, you know, really had just tremendous response in terms of our speakers.
Well, and, you know, I think people have to restate this. Yes, this is your round two, your second event, but this is not an annual happened a year ago. You just had this put on in May. So you really are fast tracking this. And yes, compared to your WWE, it might feel very small, but it's still a pretty large event for being, you know, your second event just a few months after the first original one.
Well,
what a great accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely. And my two partners really do have a great understanding of this particular industry. Their contacts and outreach to a lot of the speakers has been part of what has really helped this be successful and grow, you know, in that endeavor. And I'm, you know, just couldn't say enough about them and their hard work.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I would love, before we go, where can my listeners find more about you, the event specifically? Where should they head to?
They should go to womensleadershiplive.com. That's all about us. It talks all about the event. And they can get all the information that they need there. We want you to sign up and come. And then take a look at the membership portal. It'll be great to stay in touch. And this is a wonderful opportunity to reach out to them. And I thank you, Stacy, for this.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I appreciate you being here. And like I said, kind of squeezing me into your busy schedule. So I appreciate it. And we will definitely make sure to put all of those links in our show notes as well. So you guys can head right on over there, click the link, check it out. If it works for your schedule, absolutely get to this event. It sounds incredible. Linda, well, thank you again for being here. I appreciate your time today.
Stacy, thank you. And much continued success for you.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.